From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports for the Times Union that apple and grape crops were hit hard by the late season frost last week. One farming expert told the newspaper that 30 to 35% of the region's apple crop was lost in the frost. Golden Harvest Farm in Columbia County, with about 200 acres of apple trees, saw temperatures of 29.1 degrees on May 18. Michael Migliore, president of the Hudson Valley Wine and Grape Association, said of local growers, and I quote, "The last time they saw a frost this late that caused this much damage was 60 years ago," end quote. Migliore, who owns Whitecliff Vineyard and Winery, said his vineyards suffered different effects depending on their geography. Migliore's Ulster County vineyard lost between 50 to 60% of its grapes, while his Columbia County vineyard only lost about 5% of its grapes because its location on the east bank of the Hudson River was warmer. His Greene County vineyard was, and I quote, 100% wiped out, end quote. Federal crop insurance will help some farmers with their losses, and a federal disaster declaration could mean payments from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to farmers in need. Migliore said, and I quote, "Is it going to make up for what happened? No. Will it possibly give you a lifeline to keep you afloat and in business? Maybe," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that the Greene County Legislature has approved a new contract for the Greene County Corrections Unit, Council 82. The four-year contract gives workers cost of living increases of 4%, 3%, 3%, and 2.5% through 2025, plus employees' health care premium shares increase from 10% to 12.5%, with work hours and shift hours remaining the same. Currently, the Greene County Jail spends $2,156,418 on salaries for 32 correction officers. The county recently had to spend $100,000 transferring female inmates elsewhere and closing the women's pod at the jail because of a shortage of corrections officers. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that more than 50 people rallied on May 23rd outside Assemblyperson D.D. Barrett's Hudson office in favor of the proposed good cause eviction law. For the many, the Hudson-Catskill Housing Coalition, Food and Water Watch, the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement, and Rivers and Mountains Green Faith were among the group protesting to get Barrett to vote their way. Bravan Ranga, political director of For the Many, said, and I quote, "D.D. Barrett has betrayed the people of Columbia and Dutchess counties. Instead of working to address the housing and climate crisis, Barrett has spent her decade in the assembly doing the bidding of the real estate and fossil fuel industries. She won't even meet with our members to discuss how legislation like good cause eviction would help them stay in their homes. Barrett's support for gutting our state's climate laws should be the last straw for her constituents. We are discussing our options ahead of next year's primaries and will announce our decision soon," end quote. Claire Cousin, the former executive director of the Hudson-Catskill Housing Coalition, has already announced a primary challenge to Democrat Barrett in next year's election. Cousin said about Barrett, and I quote, "She should be fighting for good cause eviction, not to pump more fossil fuels into our environment. That's why I've decided to run against her in next year's Democratic primary, because Columbia and Dutchess County deserve better representation in Albany," end quote. Barrett responded to the protest saying, and I quote, "I passed and led on a lot of legislation that brought money back to the district. Millions of dollars for housing, police, library, schools. I'm working to do all the progressive things that I feel that the district wants me to do. I've been a progressive my entire life, and people can protest. It's part of our democracy. People need to be honest. There are a lot of lies out there, bills that I have nothing to do with," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.